We'll call the work session to order tonight. Counsel, in your packets tonight, you'll find a couple of things in there. Some we had talked about, our six-month budget, where we looked at how we were looking on budget for 6 months. So you'll find those in your packet. And what, if you'll notice, you have two different sets. One of them's a general fund budget, which is all our government expenditures and government revenues. And then your second will be your utility budgets, which we've separated out into two different budgets for just budgeting purposes right now. Where you can see what the utilities were doing, what the government expenditures were doing. To me, that's the only way to look at it. We got to know as a government entity what we're spending and what we're spending on the utility side. So that's the two different, and this is 6 months. So this is 6 months in to the budget. And the numbers, they look okay. There's a couple of things that are over budget for 6 months, but it's most of the departments are doing a very good job of staying within the budget that they have. And the revenues, they're doing okay too. They're at about 63%.
They should be 50.
So we're doing okay there too. But that's just informational purpose for you guys to look at, because we did put together a budget committee the last council meeting.
So is it budget expense or revenues?
Well, there's both.
The first page is revenue.
Oh.
Go through each department, and on the back is a summary sheet, okay?
Okay.
For each one.
Yeah.
So, oh, okay.
So we did decide to put together a budget committee in the last council meeting, so I wanted to give you guys just an update on kind of where we're at, where we can start looking at the numbers as, you know, as a council and say where we want to be.
Is this coming from January, or is it coming from September?
October to March. It's 6 months.
Okay.
Right. October to March.
So this is just a six-month view?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay.
I'll do a nine-month, the 1st of July. After we get past June, we'll do a nine-month. And then we'll start working with it.
And then also tonight, and I have a, just for your consideration, we did get a letter from the Healthcare Authority Board. It says Ms. Vicki Glover is wanting to come off the Healthcare Authority Board. So we will have a vacancy for that. I don't need to bring that up in a meeting, but we do need to be looking at that, you know, finding out who's interested. In this letter from the Healthcare Authority, or actually it's Ms. Trudy at the Healthcare Authority, it's not really the Healthcare Authority Board, but she had a couple of recommendations of people that were interested, and one of them was Mr. Billy Baker and one of them was Ms. Sandra Keener. So, but either one of those would be a great fit for the board.
I have one.
But it's up to you guys. I just wanted to put that out there where you guys would have it. And maybe in the next meeting or two, we probably need to get that filled, because that board's a pretty active board and they do a whole lot, so it don't need to sit vacant. So just informational purposes only, I did get that from her one day this week, that she got a letter of resignation. So also, we're posting the city prosecutor. We're going to have a city prosecutor. Jake Matthews was our prosecutor. Everybody knows he passed away, you know, last month, and he served the city well for a long time, so it's kind of be hard to replace, but we're going to have to do that. So we're putting that out probably tomorrow. Maybe not tomorrow. Whenever Tasha gets it this week. No, because you're going out of town for the rest of the week. Be the first next week. We'll put that out to see what interest we have. If you know of anybody that's interested in that, if you would, just put her in touch with Tasha, and let's get a resume. Send us a resume on that where we can look over those.
Are you going to announce that?
Yes, sir.
Are you going to announce it that we're looking for one?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And
I got two resolutions that are not on the
we do.
You have those agenda. Mm-hmm. 13 is just the one for that Anniston Calhoun County Home Consortium that we've been a member of. It doesn't really commit us to anything. If we get any kind of HUD funds, then we will have to pay 25%, but we haven't in the last several years, she said, so. And then the last one is just some surplus property that we want to get on GovDeals.
But yeah, the conservative with Anniston pretty much runs that, and they've asked us to be a part of it. We haven't, like I say, haven't received any HUD funds in several years, so.
So are we adding those to our agenda?
We need to add those to the agenda. We do. It'll be resolution 2026-13.
I sent it back out to everyone. I sent the two resolutions to everybody.
And then resolution 2026-14 as well.
Here's the letter from the consortium if you needed it.
But that's what we'll add to do. Anybody else got anything else in the work session tonight?
Kevin, do we need to talk about any of the things we got coming up? Any questions about the insurance, the dumpster fees, anything like that? I mean, I don't know. Have you heard anything? Has there been any feedback from what we gave out?
In the last work session, we did discuss changes of our insurance, our Blue Cross insurance. Does anybody have any questions on that? You've had a couple of weeks to look over that. And like I said, on the insurance, as far as the individuals or our current employees, there's not a real big change. You can choose which plan you want to stay on. If we stay on the current one, it's going to cost you a little more. If you drop down to the 500 plan, it's going to be, you know, what you're paying will stay the same.
And that's only a change of family, or is that individual and family?
That's individual and family. And then we also discussed at our last meeting, our work session, we also discussed dumpster rates. And make sure you don't have any questions on that, because that's on here tonight too as well. And then we also sent out a couple of weeks ago and talked about in the last work session as well as our employee handbook. If you've got any questions on that, we would.
Kevin, the only thing on the employee handbook is I think there'd been some discussion about when they do their sick leave, 1-to-1 within 90 days of retirement, or 3-to-1.
Right.
Are we going with 3-to-1?
My recommendation would go 3-to-1. We looked, and that's 90 days for retirement. That's only 90 days for retirement.
And you have to have your 25 years to retire.
And you have to be retirement eligible. So that either says you have to have your 25 years or the age 62. And we did contact the retirement system about that, and it does not cost the city any money to do that. But it is a benefit to the employees to be able to convert that time for years of service. So I think it should
did
be.
I guess the question is, did the version that you gave us have that in there? Or was that
it had 1-to-1.
It had 1-to-1.
So there is going to be a change to that.
There will be.
I just want to make sure that that's
yes.
The answer.
And the reason I say the 3-for-1 is because they had previously let them do that, or had a resolution that let our employees do that conversion. But they done it with a resolution, not an ordinance. So the reason is this handbook is done by ordinance. So they couldn't keep doing it the way they were doing it because it wasn't legal to do it that way. So if we change it in this book to 3-to-1 and let them do that, you know, then it's legal. We can go back to letting them do the 3-for-1. So I just want to make it, anything we do is the right way.
Right.
So. I'm all for doing the 3-for-1.
We just
got to do it.
Because right. I just want to make sure that we're under that understanding, because we did get the version with the 1-to-1.
Right.
And I just want to know when we vote on it, it is going to be
the
3-to-1. Just want to make sure.
That's right. And the other thing we discussed, and I want to discuss with you guys, was the call pay for our on-call employees. It was set in the book. I really didn't like the way that it was laid out. It says in there that they don't get it during the week. They don't get call pay for the weekdays, but they do for the weekends. And right now they're receiving $125 a week for call pay. That's to be on call for a whole week. And I think that's extremely low. So my recommendation was to go up $250 to double that. We had looked at several different ways of doing it by the hour or doing it by the, but we've had numerous discussions about this, myself and Tasha and Corey, and I just think it's fair if we do it everybody makes the same thing because everybody's time is kind of worth the same thing to me. So it's hard for to even get people to catch call for the $125. You know, I mean, I know it's something, but it's very little, you know, to be on call for a whole week, your whole weekend, all that for, you know, $125. So that's another change in the book that was not in the book. I just noticed it yesterday.
And so
I did. I will ask for that to be changed in the book and up it from $125 to $250 straight for a week, if that's okay with you. So that will be a change.
Exactly what? I'm sort of lost. You're saying on call for the week.
Right. So right now,
if somebody gets called out at 9,
right,
that's their pay.
No. Well, we have one person on call that we have to have somebody respond, right?
Right.
So water, gas, sewer has one person, and then electric has one person that's on call 24 hours a day.
Right.
Weekends, whatever. So that pay for that right now is at $125.
They get it regardless if they go out or not.
Right.
They get their salary if they get called out.
Right.
Plus the 250.
That's right. Which is...
which is work.
It is very, very... And looking at other places, that's still probably a little bit low, because I've looked around, and a lot of places are doing a lot more, but they can afford it. You know, and our thing is right now being able to afford it. So, but I think it's something. You know, it's a start. We can definitely give them more than what we're doing. So that's what it is. So that one. So there's one from water, gas, and sewer, and one from electrical, 24 hours a day. And that's what that pay is, to make sure that that person is going to respond no matter what. So. Any other questions about the handbook before we move on? Anything else from work session tonight? If not, what time is it? You can do our invitation. We'll call our regular meeting to order. Stand for invocation and pledge of allegiance.
Let's pray. Father, Lord, we want to thank you, Lord, for the day, Lord, the time, Lord, we can come together, Lord, and try to serve our community. We thank you, Lord, for the community in which we live, the people, the citizens, and those that work every day, Lord, to make Piedmont the best that it can be. We're thankful, Lord, for each one. God, I pray tonight, Lord, as we conduct the business, Lord, of this city, Lord, you give us wisdom, Lord, to guide in the correct areas, the decisions, Lord, that we need to make. Lord, I pray, Lord, you just go with us, lead and guide in all things. When it's all said and done, we want to give you glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Let me see, turn your hands.
Yes. All right, Council, we have the minutes from the previous meeting. Do I have a motion that we approve the minutes from our previous meeting?
I make a motion to approve.
Have a motion, a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Right, also tonight, before you, Council, you have bills for payment. Bills for payment tonight, a total of $405,102.62. That's payroll and everything.
I make a motion that we pay the bills.
I got a motion and a second. Motion second, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions tonight? Thank you. Tonight you have ordinance 646, updating the Piedmont Personnel Rules and Regulations Handbook. Do I have anything on that tonight?
This is an ordinance.
And this is an ordinance, so
it is an
to
ordinance.
Act on it tonight, we would have to suspend the rules. Do I have a motion to suspend the rules? Okay, no motion to suspend the rules. This will be the first reading of the personnel rules and regulations. So we'll take that up in the next meeting. Okay? Thank you. Also tonight, Council, you have a plan from Blue Cross Blue Shield, a new plan for Blue Cross Blue Shield. It's also, we discussed in the last meeting and give out the information on that. Do I need to get out all that? Do I have a motion to accept a new plan of Blue Cross Blue Shield insurance?
Make a motion, we accept the plan.
I got a motion, got a second?
Second.
And a motion is second. Have we got any discussion about that at all? Anybody got any questions? All right, got a motion, a second. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Thank you. Also on the agenda tonight, we have commercial garbage rates. I say commercial garbage, it's dumpsters. Dumpster garbage rates, it's not all commercial rates. It's just the dumpsters. There again, we've talked about this for a couple of weeks. We started out at a lot higher rate than what we are now, and after we've made some adjustments in our cost, we felt like that maybe the rates that we had were going to be a little too high. So we brought it down significantly because we did cut some expenses on that truck. So we cut an employee off the back of that truck, so it brought our expenses down, so we were able to lessen the cost of what it's costing us to do it. So with that, do I have a motion to accept the new commercial garbage rates?
I'll make a motion to approve the rate for increase in dumpster fee.
I'll right. Second.
A motion, a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. All right, now we got a long list of abatement issues. So, hold on. All right, first tonight we got resolution 2026-08, property located at 104 South Harris Avenue. It's for grass cutting.
Oh, Mayor, I have a little question about that.
Yes, sir.
How much do we charge to do that?
If they take whatever the hours, there's a formula they use. They take the hours it takes us and the equipment and
okay.
Then they...
It's based on that.
Based on how long
it
takes.
It's not just a separate rate.
That's right.
Okay. I agree. All right. That worked.
Well, do I have a motion?
Make a motion. We'll adopt resolution 26-08.
All right. Got a motion? A second?
Sure.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, also tonight we have resolution 2026-09, property located at 111 Taylor Street, which is also a grass cutting for abatement.
I make a motion to adopt resolution number 2026-09.
I got a motion and a second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. Also tonight we have resolution 2026-10 for property located at 201 Ray Avenue, which is grass cutting and cleaning up of junk.
Make a motion that we adopt resolution 2026-10.
All right, got a motion and a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. Resolution 2026-11, property located at 303 Harris Avenue, which is cutting of the grass as well.
Make a motion, we adopt resolution 2026-11.
I'll second. And a motion, a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Also, we have resolution 2026-12 for property located at 515 Center Avenue, cut grass and clean up junk.
I'll make resolution 2026-12.
All right. Got a second. Motion. Got a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Two more resolutions.
All right, also tonight we have resolution 2026-13, and it's a resolution authorizing the mayor to execute the Anniston Calhoun County Home Consortium and Home Improvement Partnership Act Program Consortium Agreement on behalf of the city of Piedmont, Alabama. So again, what that is they've done it since 17, is just applying with Calhoun County and Anniston for HUD money. We don't have to accept it, but if we don't put into it and need it, we can't do it. So, but we do need to do this tonight if we're gonna participate.
You said it was 25%.
It's got a 25% match. If we get the money, you know, if we apply for money and get it, it will be, it's a 25% match.
I make a motion we adopt resolution 2026-13.
Second.
Our motion, a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. Also tonight we have resolution 2026-14. Be it resolved by the Mayor and Council of Piedmont, Alabama as follows, and it's a list of stuff that we want to declare surplus property to go on gov deals. And that's the way we'll dispose of it, is on gov deals.
I make a motion we accept resolution 2026-14.
I'll second it.
And a motion, a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. What else? I'm not missing anything. All right, with that, we'll move on to visitors' comments. Chief, we have any visitors' comments?
Yeah, we do. We're going to ask the gentleman first.
Hello.
I wanted to pass this along to y'all, along with some of our upcoming chamber events, but we have a community resource fair this month on the 17th. So what that is a collection of different organizations around the county that do veterans assistance, housing, their food scarcity issues. Just the chamber recognizes that our community is struggling in a couple different ways right now. So if you know anybody that needs some help, anybody listed ways, health care needs, stuff like that, really encourage them to come. It's June 17th from 11 to 2 at the Quintana Mall. And yeah, we're excited about it.
Thank you, Ms. Ashley. We'll post this. We can post this on our Facebook page as well.
Okay.
And get it posted in the office up there. Thank you.
Ms. Connie Reynolds.
I really don't know how to explain this to y'all, but we kind of have a disturbance on Caton Street Friday, Saturday night. It was supposed to be a house party, but it was mostly a street party. They was shotgun beer and out there. They was MF and walking up down the street and everybody's driveway blocked. And I went out there and asked them to cut the music down, and I live on Thatcher Street. And it was boom, 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 boom. Well, they didn't do it. It went on again a Saturday night. So I went out there. They decided they'd come on my property and smoke some dope. No, that won't work. I went out there with my ball band. And I said, y'all get off my property. I think I messaged you Friday night or Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
I messaged you. I sent you a message.
On what?
On this case that we're talking about now. And they was almost started again Sunday night. And I said, oh, it's not going to go on tonight.
The police.
I mean, can't have no peace and quiet over there. They just moved in. They give me the wrong number, give me the wrong name and everything. And come find out, he don't need to be in that neighborhood.
Did you message me on Facebook? Is that what you're talking about?
Facebook or something.
Okay. Well, first of all, let me just be clear. I don't always see Facebook. I don't check it all the time. So, really, it's best if you have that kind of problem, let's reach out to the police department.
I did.
Okay.
I called them three times. I don't smell nothing. I don't see none of them drinking. They saying yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am.
Okay. Well, we'll get with the chief. He's back there.
How about the potholes in Piedmont?
They're terrible.
They are terrible.
We've been talking about that.
Yeah, we've talked with the street department and their dump truck that we haul the plant mix on has been tore up. And so they've been looking for the parts to fix it, finally found the parts to fix it. So we decided not to fix it because it's going to be so high. So we bought a dump trailer this week and they're going to haul plant mix in a dump trailer. And they should be starting this week to try to get all those
holes fixed. I almost got two. A bag of cement went down there and I almost poured that cement in that pot hole down there.
Caton Street
going around that curve with that trailer.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. you have to either hit the trash can or the pothole. I mean, what are you going to do, run in somebody's fence?
Yeah, I wouldn't do that. But they are, they do, they're aware of that issue, and we are working to get it resolved.
But this issue with that, well, I don't mind nobody having a party, but my goodness, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning, and then the boy that lives next door, he had to go yesterday, knock on the door for them to move a vehicle so he could get out his driveway.
Nathan, can you help her?
I've already spoke to her.
Okay.
I had learned some information earlier today, matter of fact, so there's already some things being looked at.
Yeah, okay. He said there's something to work. So.
Okay, thank you. We'll address those concerns.
I mean, I'm sorry, I have to raise game, but.
It's absolutely okay.
But what about you keeping them people up on the okay tire place in business? Because everybody's getting the car. So. Thank y'all.
Anybody else, Chief?
I think that's it, unless anybody else forgot to sign.
All right.
Other comments?
Well.
Visitor comments?
Yeah.
I just have a question. Your complaint, is it public housing?
No, that's not.
Okay.
No,
no,
that's not.
Okay. Look, I just wondered if it's public housing, you can call housing. You're good.
Good.
I think I'm going to retire here, and I was curious how the insurance is going to be affecting me.
It shouldn't affect you at all. You just got single.
Yeah, it'll be just like everybody else.
Like everybody else. You'll choose a plan, either the higher cost plan, or you can drop down to the lower plan, and your cost stays exactly the same.
Okay. Well, I've been hearing retirees might cover.
No. Single.
No.
Okay. But as long as I keep family coverage, I'm good.
No, family.
Now, family is going to be different. You have family coverage?
Yes.
Now, family coverage will change.
And how will that change?
It will change to where we'll cover the individual, and then the family coverage will cost the difference between individual and that family plan.
Okay. Do we know what that is?
No, almost that same.
Do what?
14.
I got it here somewhere, Paul. Yeah, the family plan will go be $1,296.50. It'll go up significantly from what's being paid now.
Okay, so full-time employees still keep their family coverage?
That's right. At the same rate.
At the same?
Yeah.
At the same rate we're doing now?
At the same, if they choose to keep the plan that they have, they can stay at the plan they have, and it will go up a little bit. But for full-time employees, if you choose the lesser plan, your cost won't change at all.
Okay, so full-time employees don't have to cover the rest of the family plan cost.
That's right. That's right.
Y'all, you know.
You have to work 30 hours a week to be eligible. And this is a Blue Cross thing. So it's a 30 hours a week to be able to be eligible for insurance coverage.
So we can go back, and I work 30, 32 hours a week.
Then he will be a retiree.
Yeah.
When we say retiring, I'm not 5 or 7 hours a week.
That's right.
I work 30
yeah. That's right.
Yeah. So to be right. eligible, because there's another employee as well that works over 30 hours.
Okay.
But if you work under 30 hours, you're
not
according to the plan document, you're not eligible for that coverage.
Okay. Is that an average, or is that do you have to have so many weeks that you're over 30 hours?
I think it's
30 hours a week.
30 hours a week.
It's 30 hours a week.
Okay. So as long as I'm last few weeks, I'm on my 39 hours.
That's right. Yes.
Yes.
You'll be absolutely fine.
Insurance going up, of course, but
you're actually retired, but you're not retired. You're still in an active status if you
right.
work more than 30 hours
okay.
a week.
That's what I'm.
Yeah, active status.
See how I'm
Mr.
That. I know a lot of retirees don't do that. But,
yeah.
But, I will be okay on that.
But you will fall. You will fall into that. You need to pick which one you want. You know, if your coverage. If you want the higher plan, it's going to cost a little more than what you pay.
Right.
But you will fall into that as an active employee as well.
Okay, and so we're going to get formed to say what we want to be.
We're going to have right. meetings. We'll right. have meetings.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, that's what I need to know.
Yeah.
Work.
Yep.
Thank you.
All right. Anything else back
Kevin,
there, Chief?
Just give the reason why we're doing that. Just give the
comment. House figures.
Yeah, I will.
If you don't, I will.
Do it in council reports.
I'll do it in council report. It's fine.
All right, council reports. Ms. Williams. Mr. Ford?
No.
Mr. Collin?
I don't have anything.
Mr. Epps?
I'll be addressed.
Mr. Fong?
Yeah, so I do kind of want to take a minute to address the insurance thing, because this is something we've looked at over the last several months. Blue Cross came and they were redoing our coverages, and the city's cost was going to go up to $1.5 million a year for the Blue Cross health insurance. So, and this cost just continues to escalate over the, I mean, we know what insurance is doing, right? So we looked at the plans, we asked Blue Cross, give us our options. And so the options were, we have a custom plan now with the city that's pretty rich. If you're on this plan, you know it's a really, really rich, good plan, right? And so they said, well, you know, what we can do is step back a little bit. So, you know, when you go to the doctor, instead of being $25, it's $35. They went to what's called a 500 plan, which is really similar to what PHIP teachers and all those people have. It's a little less rich, but it's still a very good plan. And the cost, you know, kind of offsets itself. So instead of having to raise everybody's insurance premiums, individual was $60-something a month, and a family was $160 a month. So instead of raising the cost to everybody, we chose to, hey, let's give an option. So the option is you can keep what you have, okay, but you're going to absorb that $160 a month for a family and $60 for an individual, okay? And then, or we had the option to drop down a little bit and keep the same amount that you're currently paying, and just try to offset that cost a little bit. So that's kind of, you know, what we're looking at on insurance is trying to, and it's not going to, it's just going to keep our increase from going up. So instead of paying $1.5 million, we're still going to be at $1.3 million. But if we didn't do something with it, it's just going to continue to climb. So that's why, I just want to give a reason why we looked at what we did, and why, I mean, it's not just because we don't want you to have the best insurance on the planet. It's just insurance cost is just skyrocketing for everybody. And instead of trying to pass that along to you guys, it's like, hey, what can we do to give them really good insurance coverage, which is still really good coverage through Blue Cross Blue Shield, and make it affordable for both the city and you guys, because we absorb most of the cost for insurance for the city. If you don't know, I'll tell you the numbers. I'll tell you what they are. You know, we pay a little over $800 a month for an employee, and the employee pays $106 a month for insurance. Okay. That's pretty good. I don't know anyone else that pays that, honestly. That is really cheap insurance. And then for a family, it was $21.35, and the employee pays $460. So the city's paying over $1,800 of the family portion of insurance. So just looking at what we have going on, it's just not sustainable to stay on that path. So there had to be some changes made. And we tried to make them in such a way that it wouldn't really make a really bad insurance plan or really, really increase the cost to the employee. Because so that's kind of the reason why when we went to Blue Cross, they said, hey, here's your options. And so we can have two different plans. If you like what you have and you can afford to pay just a little bit more, man, keep that, okay? But if you can't, because if I had a lot of medical problems, I would probably pay a little bit more to keep it. But most people who have the insurance are healthy. That's any insurance, right? Very few people use the majority of the insurance. It's just the way it works. And so if I'm healthy, I go, okay, I'm going to pay a little less per month or keep the same per month, but it might cost me when I go to the doctor once every 6 months or every 12 months. So that's kind of why we made the change in the insurance, is because you just can't keep absorbing the cost. But then we didn't want to go, hey, here's you $200 more a month that you got to pay out of your check. You know, so that's kind of the reason why we did what we did. I don't want people to think we're just trying to hurt them. No, that's not what we're trying to do at all. We're just trying to make everybody's stuff work out. The city, because I think as a council, we owe it to the citizens to be financially responsible. With the money that we have, and so I just, and that's what we kind of came up with as a council. And Blue Cross is going to come, and they're going to meet with all the employees and show you the difference in the benefit plans and let you have be educated on which plan's best for you and your family. So that's going to happen in the next couple of weeks, because this takes effect
August.
In August?
I think so.
In August. So we wanted to give some time to look at that.
Motion, do you say family?
Family is going to?
Come on.
It won't change at all if you go to the lower plan.
If you drop down the plan to the 500 plan, yours will not change at all. It goes up 100.
And 60.
I think it's 160. So it's going to go up.
To 670.
So it's going to go up from 460.
It's 620.
617.
Yeah.
Yeah.
620.
You're right, 617.
$80 every 2 weeks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And if we didn't give the option of the second plan, guess what? Everybody's going up. It would be everybody. Everybody would have to go up to that. You know? So that's why we said, hey, is there an option to give them to, hey, let's stay where we're at? And that's what you need to look at for your family. What's best for your family? Because what's best for mine, if it was me, I'd take the 500, because me and my wife go to the doctor once every year or once every 6 months, you know. But if some people have more health issues, it may be better to pay that little $80 every 2 weeks than it is to, you know, pay bigger deductibles, bigger copays. If you're in the hospital a lot, you might want to keep that up. You know, it just kind of offsets itself. But that's a decision the employees just
have
to
make. And that increase is just the increase that they passed us.
That's just the Blue Cross
increase. That's just the increase. That's nothing, you know, us paying any less or anything. That's just the increase. So.
Can you try from one to the other plan?
Probably once a year.
Once you go from one plan, you're stuck with
them. Probably open season.
Open enrollment every year.
Once a year.
Yeah. Usually that happens in around October. And then it goes in effect for January.
Ours will probably be July, being our starts in August.
And our plan is a little bit different because our physical year is different. It's just, but it'd probably be July and August, because our Blue Cross is July when we have to renew the contract.
Anything else?
Hey, I think that's all.
Good. Mr. Rogers. I'm sorry. Mr. Rogers?
Nope.
All right. I only got a couple of things on the agenda. You'll see under my report, I had a call from the state this week about the repaving project that's fixing to start on Highway 9 and 278, which will be the bypass. They've asked, so the way the red light works out here on the bypass, and everybody knows it goes through that red light every day, like I do, and everybody else does, the electrical loops in the road are not any good. So the red light changes on time. So you may sit there at a green light, you know, a couple of minutes and nobody in it. So we knew they were coming through going to do that, so we didn't want to spend the money to fix that, because when we checked on that quarry, about $10,000? $15,000 to fix those electrical loops in the road. So we were going to just wait for the state to come through and then they'll put them back. So the state calls this week and wants to give us the option, because those are our responsibility. It's on a state highway, maintenance of those lights and everything are the city's responsibility. But they want to give us the option to go with cameras instead of electrical loops, which would monitor traffic flow and change the lights from cameras and not electrical loops, which is a great idea. I think you'll have a lot less trouble out of that than we do the loops. But with that comes a $20,000 cost involved to the city for that, which is for the equipment. That's equipment alone, and then the state will install all the equipment, the cameras. They'll install it all.
And maintain?
Well, I'm sure we'll still have to maintain it. Yeah. Yeah. But anybody that knows those electrical loops in that road, the way the log trucks turn and go towards center, it's every year, maybe 18 months, we're having to fix those things. So we just need to weigh our options. Is it worth us paying the $20,000 to have the cameras put in? Or we don't have to pay anything, and they'll just put the electrical loops back in.
Can we ask Jacksonville how they're working with ours? They got cameras.
Mm-hmm.
That's sort of.
Yeah, we're kind of on a time crunch there. They're going to start that. He said probably in the next 2 weeks. So.
Oh, okay.
And he just called me this week, so.
That's okay.
And I said, you know, I'll have to run that for the council.
Other expenses, because they're taking care of others.
Yeah, and theirs is a little different system in it, Chief. Their cameras are, they actually monitor those traffic cameras and stuff. That ain't what this will be. This will just be traffic flow along. No, this won't be, we're not putting cameras up to monitor the intersection, okay? We've already got one of those.
Honestly, I don't think Jacksonville is like monitoring traffic. I think it's doing the same thing. They have other cameras like what we have on the poles. They have those that do the monitoring.
Okay.
But those that you see at the red light, I think it's just monitoring the flow.
Traffic flow.
Not what's happening.
So I just need to know, it's over my spending limit, so I just need to know the wishes of council.
If we are spending $15,000 to fix those things every 2 years or less.
It's worth it.
And these cameras were really installed for $20,000 and they last for four or five years, then that's a no-brainer. The payback's there.
Yeah, I agree. I make a motion we spend the money to put in cameras at 278.
Got a motion, got a second. All in favor? Any opposed? Any abstentions? Thank you. And like I say, if he hadn't called me this week, I'd give you a little bit more notice on it, but
I think the payback's there.
It is.
Based on what you told us today. So
it is.
I think that's an easy decision.
And also we talked about in the work session, we will get posted for a city prosecutor. So anybody that's interested in that, if they'll send their resume to the city of Piedmont, and put attention Miss Blackerby on there where she knows that we get it. I have had one reached out to me several months ago, and we've just kind of put that off because, you know, Mr. Matthews had been sick, and so we kind of put that off, but I have got one already. And then also in the work session we discussed the healthcare authority, already discussed that. We need to be looking at maybe replacing, not maybe, getting that replaced.
The paving project, Kevin, on Highway 9, like from Raceway to the curb, the blinking light going out of town, when were they going? I know I saw them out there staking and looking at. When is that project supposed to start?
They're going to start it. He said in the middle of June is what he told me.
Yeah, it's coming.
So both of them will be going the bypass and Highway 9, and they're actually going from the county line past right into Nancy's Creek there somewhere on 9, so.
They just stop right past while we're on Mattis usually.
I think so.
There's a lot right there. There's a lot.
So yeah, they're going to do all this at the same while they're here. So the middle of June is what they told me, so it's a couple of weeks.
That's why I ask that is, I think we have some utility issues on that Highway 9. I think we see that paved and we saw that up next month.
Well, I asked Brian, you know, down toward the curve, there's a place where it's kind of, you know, dipped out.
There's patches all down through there in different places.
And I asked, and he said that he was aware of it, that there was no issues.
No sewer issues?
I asked him several months ago, because a state guy asked me to do that, was to ask him if there was any collapsed lines that need to be fixed, any kind of water leaks that we're aware of that need to be fixed before they paved it.
Why is that? That lane's coming north,
mm-hmm.
And it's actually some on the south side, but it's really got a pretty good dip there. Is that a sewage line?
I don't know. That's why I was asking.
Josh, do you know?
I'm pretty sure it lines up.
Well,
we have a lot of that in the town, different sewage lines. This, some of it is where the ditch line itself settles.
Right.
So, well, I know. Traffic, and I'm not saying there's not a problem, I'm just saying that is a thing in some areas where actually the soil settles under the road.
If you get time tomorrow, can you camera that? Y'all got a camera?
That's pretty deep. We'll see if we can get that push camera in there. We'll see what we can do with it. That's all we have is that push camera, but we'll check it out.
Jax will have something different?
They do, but they're having a lot of problems. Tore up.
Okay.
Colin Thomas and Jacksonville, he is both trying to get touch with manager for us to camera another line behind Deborah's.
Yeah, she talked to me about that as well. I was going to talk to you when I seen you after
about that. I tried to get Anderson, but I had never back. I'm going to try to get in touch with
him. Okay. But I did ask Brian several months ago that we need to make sure before they pave that. He said he wasn't aware of any issues down there. So.
I
I didn't mean to ask you, and you brought that up, and you said paving and the cameras. I thought, and I saw the guys in the state. I didn't realize it was that close. I'm going to say there's some issues out there that needs to be addressed.
Well, they talked to Tim. I know they did about 2 months ago. State.
Anything else?
Hey, real quick, when we're talking about cameras, is there a possibility we look at getting up maybe some cameras at the Eubanks Welcome House just to kind of monitor around that area? You know, because there's bathrooms and stuff out there. Then we can put some stuff out there just kind of monitor around the outside of that area. Because there's not as staffed as often as it was. So
damage has been done out there.
So if we can look at maybe getting some cameras or something to go up out there as well.
Okay, I'll get with Ben on that. That shouldn't be an issue. Anybody got anything else tonight before we adjourn? I had a motion to adjourn.
Make a motion to adjourn.
And a motion? Second? All in favor?
All right.
Thank you.
There's a story of the lattice around the board. They set up a main port.
They did everything stuck in here.
Mr. Baker.
Better than I thought.
How's it going, Kevin?
It's going all right, sir. How about yourself?
Good. They're keeping you busy,
Elmer. How's the
air? We're just going to add. No, we're just going to add some that gun there so we can see what's going on. Some folks are saying there's some homeless folks sleeping over there.
Take care of the clients out there. 1:30, I had an appointment with Mayor of Rainbow City.
Oh.
And then over here tonight. So it's been nonstop.